This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi last evening. Mr. Vance was accompanied by his wife Usha, their children, and senior members of the U.S. administration. Mr. Modi also hosted a dinner for the visiting dignitary. The Prime Minister formally recalled his visit to Washington, D.C. in February this year and his fruitful discussions with President Trump, which laid down the roadmap for close cooperation between India and the U.S., leveraging the strengths of Make America Great Again and Viksit Bharat 2047. Mr. Modi and Mr. Vance reviewed and positively assessed the progress in various areas of bilateral cooperation. They welcomed the significant progress in the negotiations for a mutually beneficial India-US bilateral trade agreement focused on the welfare of the people of the two countries. They also noted continued efforts towards enhancing cooperation in energy, defense, strategic technologies, and other areas. The two leaders also exchanged views on various regional and global issues of mutual interest and called for dialogue and diplomacy as the way forward. The Prime Minister conveyed his warm greetings to President Trump and stated that he is looking forward to his visit to India later this year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the quality in governance is determined by how deeply schemes reach the people and their real impact on the ground. Addressing civil servants on the occasion of 17th Civil Services Day in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi emphasized the need to keep a close eye on global challenges in this rapidly changing time. He said food, water, and energy security still remains a big challenge, particularly for the Global South. The Prime Minister outlined India's ambitious goals for the coming years, including energy security, clean energy, advancements in sports, and achievements in space exploration, underscoring the immense responsibility on civil servants to ensure that India becomes the world's third largest economy at the earliest. Prime Minister urged them to prevent any delays in achieving this critical objective.
पिछले 10 सालों में भारत ने कई ट्रांसफॉर्मेटिव बदलाव करके दिखाए हैं, उपलब्धियों की नई ऊंचाई को छुआ है। भारत आज सिर्फ ग्रोथ की वजह से नहीं जाना जा रहा, बल्कि गवर्नेंस, ट्रांसपेरेंसी और इनोवेशन के बेंचमार्क्स आज भारत सेट कर रहा है। G20 प्रेसिडेंसी भी इसका एक उदाहरण है। 60 से ज्यादा शहरों में 200 से ज्यादा मीटिंग्स, इतना बड़ा और इंक्लूसिव फुटप्रिंट G20 के इतिहास में पहली बार हुआ।
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that India is actively engaging with the new U.S. administration and hopes to conclude the first tranche of the bilateral trade agreement positively by fall this year. Earlier this year, U.S. President Donald Trump and Prime Minister Narendra Modi agreed to launch talks for a bilateral trade agreement, which is part of a new goal, Mission 500, aiming to more than double trade between the two countries to $500 billion by 2030. Union Minister for Civil Aviation Ram Mohan Naidu has chaired a crucial stakeholder meeting at Delhi Airport to address operational challenges arising from the ongoing upgradation work on runway and the impact of unexpected westerly wind patterns. During the meeting, the minister reviewed the current situation, emphasizing the importance of ensuring minimal disruption to passengers and airline operations. Tributes have poured in from around the world following the demise of Pope Francis, the first Latin American pontiff in the history of the Roman Catholic Church. Government of India has declared 3-day state mourning as a mark of respect to him. 2-day state mourning will be observed today and tomorrow. And in IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated host Kolkata Knight Riders by 39 runs at Eden Gardens. And that is the end of this news bulletin.